Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Teodoro Granillo, 297943.
Okay, Mr. Granillo, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I want to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Jespy, sir. Mr. Granillo, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
How was that?
Prior to this hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
When did I sign it?
No, do you recall receiving and signing?
Yeah, I recall.
Okay. Sir, on that form, can you hear me plainly, sir?
It's a little low.
Okay.
Let me see if I put the volume up.
All right.
Hello?
How's that? Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have five allegations listed on your warrant. Sir, I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about February 12, 2018. Per the TASC GCMS lab report dated February 26, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about March 28, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated March 3, 2018. Sir, is that true or false? I'm sorry, April 3rd, 2018. Is that true or false?
True.
Okay. So the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 19th, 2018, per the test individual testing compliance summary dated April 13th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling as directed by CCO Peckinpah on or about November 14, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
I don't remember that.
Okay, you remember your parole officer, Peckinpah, advised you to attend some counseling program, substance abuse counseling?
She didn't tell me that, but she gave me a first chance to stay clean, and I didn't. She told me she would send me to drug counseling if I came out dirty again, but I never saw her again.
Alright, I'm gonna mark that one as positive, we'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, okay? Alright. It says the final allegation number one states that you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to Mesa Parole Office at 460 North Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona, on or about April 3rd, 2018, as verbally directed on March 1st, 2018. Defender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. So, as far as allegation number four, Mr. Westby, could you give us some additional information on allegation number four?
November 28th, 2017, during a contact visit with CCO the firm was directed to attend, participate, and complete the MRT Cognitive Behavioral Treatment Program at Correctional Health Care Center, CHC, for anger management and substance abuse. The firm completed the intake process at CHC and was to complete three sessions. Per the email from Jeff Smith at CHC dated March 30th, 2018, the firm failed to attend classes on January 25th, 2018, February 1st, 2018, or March 29th, 2018. On March 30th, 2018, the offender was taken off the roster due to his absences. The offender failed to attend and complete substance abuse counseling is directed by CCO Pack and Paw on November 14th, 2017. And attached to the warrant, there is a copy of the email from Jeff Smith at CHC to PO Pack and Paw. The email is dated March 30th, 2018, that states that he was being discharged due to his absences.
Okay, so Mr. Granella, what's not true about that, sir?
You're going too far back. I went to parole classes for about 7 months prior before I didn't report anymore.
Okay, did you complete those classes, or it says that you missed four classes and you were removed from the program?
I remember missing three, which they said it was you had three absences without getting discharged, but I guess when I didn't report that following month, they must have made it a fourth. Fourth time, so it's probably true.
Well, it may have been three, sir. You see the three or four. So is that statement, is that allegation true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Granella, I am going to move to find that Mr. Granella violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, and then we're going to come back to you and get any additional information and go with some information, give you the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes.
Mr. Westby.
On November 14th, 2017, Mr. Granillo was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 26, 2018 by Chandler PD. There were no new charges. He was back in the OC custody on March 26, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 3rd, 2018, which reflects 84 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, theft of a credit card, 1.5 years. 2015, aggravated assault, 5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. So no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Under arrest, 1981, burglary, third degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1986, assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1999, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2004, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G2B3.
Okay. So, sir, I see that when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside at 337 Colorado Street in Tama, Arizona. You didn't have any other address that you there. So, was that someone's residence there at 337 North Coronado? Colorado, 337 North Colorado Street in Tama.
Yes.
Whose address was that, sir?
My mother's.
Yeah, that was your mother's residence? Okay.
Yes.
And then, sir, after that, were you working during that period of time?
I had applied for a disability. Uh-huh. And I was waiting to get see doctors and to see if they approved me.
Okay. So, sir, according to the program, it says that you were on November 14th, you were referred to the treatment center at TAPS, a random urinalysis testing, and it says that on November 28th, you had a negative result. On December 26th, you had a negative result. And then on January 25th, you had a negative result. And then we're going to February of 18, you were positive for methamphetamine. March 28th of 18, you were positive for methamphetamine. Then on February 28th of 18, you didn't have no sample collected, and on March 19th, you had no sample collected. It says on November 14th, during your office visit, you were directed to attend the MRT Behavioral Treatment Program at Correctional Health Center, CHC, for anger management substance abuse, and says you didn't complete the program at CHC and was to complete 30 sessions. It says you failed to attend classes on January 25th of 2018, February 21st of 2018, March 29th, 2018, and then on March 30th of 2018, you were taken off the roster for exceeding the number of allowed classes. For sanctions, sir, it says that on March 1st, you reported to the Mesa Parole Office and was staffed for a positive urine sample on February 12th, 2018 with interventions. You were directed to continue with the CHC classes and you failed to complete the classes. So, sir, you were an absconder for 84 days. Where were you at and what were you doing during those 84 days?
I was at home. I was having family problems. My kids, they were running around being bad boys, and I was trying to get them straight. Now I'm not all there anymore. I got a lot of medical problems, and I forgot about going over to parole.
Okay.
Because I wanted to help my kids to get out of that life, of that bad street life.
Well, I hope you were able to do that, sir. At least make some impact or inway along that road with them. What were you doing when you came in contact with the Chandler police when you were arrested, sir?
I was at my mom's house.
And how did you come in contact with police?
My son had a warrant for his arrest, and they went to go pick him up, and I was there, and they said I had a warrant for my arrest. So they took me to. My son lived with me and my mother.
So was there any other reason, sir, why? When did you start it? Because it looks like for the first 3 months that you were out, that you were negative, what caused you to relapse and start to use a meth?
Friends, because I'll do my know that all the drug use. The women I was hanging out with were all drug users. I got lost. I was locked up for four and a half years, 2 months, and it's said that maybe they pushed me into it, you know what I mean?
So have you been continuing to use meth while you've been incarcerated, sir?
No, sir.
All right, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. So if there are no additional questions coming from the board, we're about to go into a discussion to come up with a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. However, before we go into a discussion, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
Well, I just want to say that I learned my lesson. My family comes from south side of Chandler, which is the low class. I was born in the low class neighborhoods. That's all we knew was drugs and alcohol. And I finally, my kids grew up and they started getting involved, and then I tried to help them, and it was the wrong thing to do. I got mixed up in that stuff, and I'm still helping them. They overcame me with their bad gang, gangster style that they think they were, and I was trying to help them and forgot all about me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I relapsed, and then I'm here again.
Okay.
But I would like to get out and be if I could get out and if you were in state, maybe I'd go out and my son, they took him to prison, so I was trying to help him out. I hired him a lawyer, and I was coming to his courts and everything, and I just got so much pressure in me. So I was trying to save his life, and I forgot about my life. And but now I see it was a bad thing, because I got him a lawyer, and he was supposed to pay me back, and he absconded himself, and I lost my money, and I lost my son, because I didn't try hard enough. He overpowered me with his problems, and he's one of my favorites. He was my favorite son, and I just forgot about me.
Okay.
But if I get out, if you let me get reinstate me, I'll be. I never wanted to do drugs again. And I would tell, you know what I mean, I told people to come over, and hey, I want to hurt you. It did hurt me. But I would go to drug counseling. That would help me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I got my ex-wife that wants me to hook up with her again and live a good life, you know what I mean? She wants to help me out. Because I got 6 kids and about 10 grandkids. And she needs help with all my family.
Okay. All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so that you can hear the discussion taking place, during which time the board will make a determination as to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Bonilla, it's his first offense. Looks like he doesn't have any priors as his first offense, and no STD and no real lengthy criminal history that he actually has here. He was an absconder for 84 days. He wasn't working, but he had applied for disability, and he was waiting on the results of that. Says that the reason that he mainly absconded was that he was trying to help his family, his son, who had gotten into some trouble, and as a result has since been sentenced to prison, and that the police had came to his house, the way he contacted the police, they came to his house looking for the son. The son was staying with him and his mother, and he was subsequently, you know, found that he had a warrant and was arrested during that period of time. I do think that it's commendable that Mr. Bonilla was trying to assist his son and be a good person there. Says he was so busy trying to assist his son that he forgot about what he had to do. However, he will be released on November 3rd of 2018, which is about 3 months away, you know, from now. I think if he just takes this time and complete his time, he won't have a parole officer and he won't have to report to community supervision. He'll be off. He doesn't have a long criminal past. I would hope that he would take that time and be a productive citizen from that point further, and hopefully, you know, able to stay off of the map, which is causing him some problems, and be a productive citizen after that. That's my opinion, however I'm willing to listen to with the rest of my colleagues. Okay. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Guanella, find that he was delinquent and violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Ms. Winhouse, agreed. Mr. Quinones, agreed. Mr. Neal. Mr. Guanella?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on November 3rd of 2018, which is about 3 months from now. So I hope that you would take that time that you have left incarcerated, attend any AA or NA or any meetings or programming that you can attend while you're incarcerated. When you are released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be able to move about freely. And hopefully, sir, you'll remain drug-free while you're out. I do want to thank you, sir, for taking the time and opportunity to participate in your hearing this afternoon. That is going to conclude the hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.